And at this time, we're visiting with Broken Bow head track coach Ryan Watovic, who joins us on Central Nebraska Sports Source. Well, coach, track season is here. I'm sure it feels good to be outside and be getting ready for the season.
Yeah, it does. You know, our kids have had a really good fall sports and really good winter sports seasons, and now it's time to hopefully all that success we had will lead over to a good, successful track season.
Coach, I know that there's always a transition in practice and a transition even in conditioning when you go from one sports season to the next. How has the transition went in the early part of your practice as the kids transition out of winter sports and now get ready for the track season?
It's been a good transition. Now the kids might say it's been very, very hard transition, but so, you know, there's been some ups and downs, but overall the kids have bought in and they're really working hard, and you usually see that a lot. You know, early in the year, we struggle to get times in practice and we're not quite in shape. And about the halfway point of the season, usually right around the Broken Bow invite, we usually start to kind of find our stride and get it put everything together.
Talk about the number of kids that you have out this year, Ryan. Is it a good group again?
Yeah, it's a great group. I think we have 68 kids out, about half and half, boys, girls. I think there's maybe a couple more boys, but it's pretty close. So we've got a really good group. Great group of seniors on both the boys and the girls side that really do a nice job helping us out, leading by example. So that's a good thing to have.
You talk about 68 kids. I assume you're not taking care of all of them by yourself. I know that you have a lot of great coaches that come alongside of you, position coaches. Maybe just talk about them a little bit and who's helping you this year.
Yep. So Coach Daffer, he handles all our distance running and our distance relays. Coach Smith, she kind of does our starts and some sprints, and then she handles a couple of our relays, and she works with hurdles. Coach Haynes does all our jumps, and Coach Wells does all the shot put, and then Coach Meyer does the discus. And then Joel Myers and Travis Klebb, former students of mine, they volunteer and help out with the pole vault. So I've got a really good group.
You know, Ryan, I was going back and looking at some of last year's results, and I started looking at all the kids you have coming back. You talked about a great senior group. You had state qualifiers last year in Kaya and Kaylin Scott, Dane Wardine, Quentin Coble, McKinley Toby. All of those state qualifiers are back for you this year, and you have a lot of returning people. Just talk a little bit about that experience that's coming back for you this year.
Yeah, we do. We've got a really good group of returning people. And then on the girls' side, too, with Brianna Quinn transfer, she was a state qualifier for Southern Valley. So she really helps out, round out that girls' squad. I do think our girls will be tough. Our girls' relays, especially in the 4x4 and possibly the 4x8 relays, will be really tough and, you know, hopefully contend for a medal, possibly a gold medal down there. McKinley had a great fall in cross country, so we're expecting big things from her as she's pretty tough on the track. And then as far as we got some throwers, too, like Kaya in the throws and, like, Macy Doggett, and then Janae Martin was a state champ discus thrower as a eighth grader. So, and the discus weight doesn't change as they get older. That's a nice thing about girls. So we're kind of expecting some big things from Janae as well. And then on the boys' side, of course, we're led by Quentin, kind of on the track as far as the sprints go and in the jumps. But his brother Eli isn't too far behind him, and then we really look at our throws to hopefully score us a lot of points. Sawyer, Tyler, and Max, the big boys, they've had a good off season. They've had good football, good wrestling, and they even threw last summer because they want to get to Omaha and they want to be competitive, so they threw twice a week during the summer as well to try to get better. On the pole vault side, we got Brody Ritter, kind of leads our pole vault, and then Jack Myers, and then incoming freshman Coy Wardine was like a state medalist at the junior high meet last year. So we've kind of got a good group of kids going there as well.
Ryan, when the districts came out and it showed who was hosting what district, I got to be honest, I really smiled, and I'm guessing maybe you did too, when I saw that Broken Bow is going to get to host the B5 district meet this year. That's kind of got to be exciting.
It is. You know, it's not only great for our kids, but it's great for our community, too. You know, brings in a lot of people that day. It's good. We get a lot of volunteers to help. We got the brand-new track, basically brand-new facility. So it'll be really nice to show it off to some of those other schools that don't see it during the year, your Auroras and St. Paul's and Northwest. And so it'll be really nice to have those schools come out to us and see our beautiful facility and compete. I mean, it's a great, great track, great grandstand, everything to watch a track meet. So we're excited to host it.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us as we get ready for the start of the track season. We'll look forward to visiting with you a few more times during the year, but we wish you and the kids the best of luck as you get going into the season.
Awesome. Thank you, Brent. We appreciate the coverage.
That's Coach Ryan Watovic joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.